Free beer, Howig, Steve, Kelly, Maitland. And if you're listening, you can get in on this as well. Okay. So best idea wins. It's $100,000 fantasy dollars that you could win.
Okay.
Here's your challenge. I'm going to give each of you, pretend world, a standard silver paperclip. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Not the big one, the smallish one,
a regular,
like an inch long or whatever.
Paper.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And you have a chance to hide it. And when you feel satisfied that it is hidden within your home, you may not hide it outside the walls of your home.
Okay.
After you've hidden it in your home, you have 1 hour to do so.
Yeah.
A detective will have 24 hours to find it. If they do not find it, you win $100,000. Who has a hiding place?
Oh, my
God. I got a million.
A million?
Yeah. I got one.
You got one, Maitland? Is
oh,
it
yeah.
the best one?
I think so.
Because we're looking for the best one, not just anyone. Like, oh, I'd put it in a cup.
I would.
Was it in a cup?
No.
Okay.
Maybe of some sort. Do you want me to go now?
Go ahead.
I would melt down a candle about, you know, halfway. Plop it in the wax. Let it harden up again. Ain't okay. nobody finding that.
Real good.
Boy, that is really good. It makes me want to go and burn all your candles to see what's hidden in there.
Because
that came to you so fast.
But to melt down a candle that much, that's gonna give off a lot of fragrance.
Oh.
And a good detective, as soon as they walk in, they're going to be like,
oh, yeah.
How far
could
it? Smells a bit pungent in here.
I'll just cook something with onions for dinner. Or no fragrance
candles.
Damn,
you're good.
Do you think you could burn it far enough in 1 hour? And then have it mold it into cool off to reform the wax.
Blowtorch.
Hair dryer. Yeah. Blowtorch
okay.
and hair
blowtorch
dryer.
And then in the freezer.
A hair dryer with a
put it in the freezer.
Hair dryer seems kind of pointless. What if he picks it up and it's colder?
Well, I don't know what to tell myself then.
I think that's pretty good. I mean, sure, we're going to be able to kick the crap out of most any of these ideas.
Are you in the house while they're going through it?
I don't know. Does that matter?
Well, some of us could hide it inside of ourselves if we really
No, it's got to be in your house.
Okay.
You can't.
Just asking.
Some of us don't have good poker faces, though. So, like, if they get close to it, you'd be like,
it's going to tickle when you find it.
Oh, you're burning up.
No, you can't put it.
Colder,
you can't put
colder,
it in your body.
I think for me, it would be simple to just open up the little hatch into our attic where I've been up there one time since we've lived in the house.
Just.
Yeah, because it's got like a foot thick of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, the blow-in.
The blow-in insulation.
Yeah.
So I'm never going to be able to find it again, but they'll probably never be able to find it either. Just kind of open the thing and be like.
Well, that's kind of what my first thought was, is go up in the attic, though, and go to the farthest point somewhere. But not quite the farthest point.
But would that be too obvious, though? Because my first thought was
maybe
open up the fridge, drop it in a half gallon of milk.
Ooh, that's good.
What
but
size
a good
is it again?
The detective has 24 hours to turn your house upside down to find it. So if I were the detective, I would dump all of the liquids through a strainer.
I think what I would do, because I know how to remove and install a toilet, is I would undo the toilet, pry it up, put it up underneath the porcelain, reseal it, caulk around it, just like it was.
How long does it take that caulk to dry?
Not long.
Smush it into the wax ring.
Be pretty tough to detect that.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly, what would you do?
I think my house has like really, really old hardwood floors.
Mm-hmm.
And there are plenty of them. Like my cat can like get little toys and stuff stuck in, like the little tail of those fake fabric mice or whatever. And I feel like I could find a spot in my floor. And they'd never find it, like, underneath furniture or something where, like, even if they moved it, they wouldn't really see it. Like, my floors are just old like that. And I also have areas where my cat in the basement can get into the area between the floor and the ceiling of the basement. And she likes to run around. So maybe I just, like, put it on her collar and let her just take it away and her
that
little tunnels under the basement.
That'd be pretty good.
I think,
if your cat, like, just in the collar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you definitely have an advantage with an older house.
Oh. Because
there's a lot more, like, you know, wood that doesn't quite match up, and there's a little.
But in every movie, they put things in the floorboards. That's the first place they're going to look.
But
with
I
a
have
magnet.
So many floorboards, and then the ones upstairs that are
Kelly's
under,
floorboard rich
under the carpet.
That is a weird flex.
The ones that are under weird the carpet flex. Are weird floorboards too. But no, actually, I just realized I got a whole thing of paper clips in my house. I might just put it in that.
That's what a lot of people are saying. Yeah. Oh. Like, good luck finding the right one.
Yeah.
In fact, if I had an hour, I would immediately leave my house and drive to the Walgreens and buy as many paper clips as I could.
Yeah, I just thought. I was I'd, like, wait, well, I got that, a whole thing of paper
I'd
clips.
I'd be paperclip rich.
I mean, does the paperclip have...
It would have to have some marking on it.
Yeah, then that would be a bad idea. Unless you bought, like, 10 billion paper clips and they had to sit there and go through one... Because even if you had 1,000 paper clips, you can go through that relatively quickly in less than 24 hours.
Yeah, because they could just hold them up and be like, is this the one? Is this the one?
No.
Is
this No.
That would just be their 24 hours.
This sucks. Man.
What about you, Freebeer? Where would you hide it?
In a flower stem.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah, okay.
Like in fresh flowers.
And then
push it up the bottom of a, like a tulip or something.
What if they have?
Oh, I didn't. Know
they
have one of those? Didn't know we could bend it.
Airport metal detectors.
Yeah. I guess we didn't determine if we could metal it.
No.
You should go fish tank.
Fish tank would be gravel. Good if it was in the gravel. That would be really hard to find, especially if it's in the gravel underneath the stone.
That would backfire some way.
Yeah, one of your bottom feeders.
It'd kill all my fish. Kill all my fish. Like, well, everybody knows you don't put a paperclip in a reef aquarium. Yeah. It kills everything.
It ruins the pH.
It gave them fish cancer.
No, well, that penis fish would come out and spray its web everywhere.
It's
or
poison.
Something. Yeah.
Tommy, where are you going to hide the paperclip?
Honestly, I didn't hear the beginning part. What paperclip are we hiding, and what?
You have 1 hour to hide a paperclip in your home, and then a detective has 24 hours to find the paperclip, and if they cannot find it, you win $100,000 fantasy dollars.
I'm gonna put it in my arm.
Can't put it on your own body.
Yeah, okay.
You will not be in your home.
And this is just like a paperclip yay big?
It's a normal paperclip.
Okay. I would probably put
You listen to any of this show?
I was on the phone and then I stopped listening. I just heard you drawling on and just kind of
I did the same.
I would actually probably put it in with my dishes. I would, like, you know how the plates kind of stack on top of each other? I would put it right in between them.
Oh, that would be so found.
Oh, yeah.
So
easiest place.
You think so?
Were you the worst at hide and seek? Terrible. Were you the kid that sat in the driveway and closed your eyes and said, you'll never find me?
He's behind a curtain with his feet hanging out.
Driveway. I sat next to it.
Yeah, right.
Oh, behind the wall plate of like a switch or an outlet.
Oh, they're taking all those apart. Somebody said,
have 24 hours.
Take the, that's a long time.
I know, but there's a house. But there's a lot of things to check.
I think Kelly's got 1,000 floorboards. Not everybody has.
I got more than 1,000.
You got a lot of light switches?
I have 1,000 floorboards.
You know what I'd do? I'd put it near that little asbestos spot that the inspector told me about in my basement. And they'd probably look at that and be like, yeah, nobody stupid enough to touch that and disrupt it.
I don't even find it that bad.
I'd put it in my bag of commemorative black mold.
Yes.
Yum.
I wish there was a way to actually do this, but obviously if we said, all right, you each can hide a paperclip today, and then whomever's going to, none of us are going to go, yes, I would like someone to tear my house to pieces in order to find this.
Yeah, I think that would be great.
We should do it in the studio.
Be a good way to get rid of some stuff.
Got it. I don't think our engineer Mike's going to sign off on the whole tear the studio apart.
Oh, I think he'd love that.
Why don't we do it in the part of the building we're not allowed to use anymore? You remember where the way they walled it off with a plastic sheet?
Yeah.
We need to
That is one of the best real estate moves I've ever seen.
We need
we're
do
not
a
paying
quick
for this
video.
Anymore.
Yeah.
What? How do we know you're not going to use it? There's a plastic sheet hanging from the wall. I mean, it almost goes to the floor.
We have a tarp.
The impenetrable sheet.
Like they could Surely just put a baby gate through. Up or something
right?
a little more insulting.
It's like a bathroom at Firefest now.
Yeah.
I think just on principle, I think I've gone to our office more since they put that sheet up and I we don't have anything in there.
I go number two back there. It's an abandoned building.
Yeah. Yeah, we had like 50 Homer buckets. You know how many times you can go to the bathroom in one of those and leave it in a corner?
There were the most 5 gallon buckets I've ever seen in one place that didn't sell 5 gallon buckets.
Uh-huh. And garbage cans.
Side note, when Maitland and I came in today, there's a And it's the same way Hot Wings comes in. I don't think they were still, I hope they weren't still there when
oh
you came in.
Oh my gosh.
Was there still a guy wearing Beats by Dre going through the dumpsters?
No, but, well, I mean, there could have been. I think the dumpsters were so full, they could have eaten him. I don't know what happened to the
they
man.
They were very full,
but
he was
so much garbage all over the alley this morning. Ew. So much, like the dumpster is one. It's a big one, big rolling dumpster, and it is overflowing with garbage. I don't know what happened or what business they emptied out or what.
St. Patrick's Day happened,
but there's so yeah, probably you're right. He was but there's so much garbage and it's all over the alley.
Well, when I walked up, he was pulling happy birthday balloons, Mylar balloons, out of a trash bag. And just letting them go, and it's like a wind tunnel in that alley.
Well, that's
so now
I
they're
saw.
Swirling. It was the Beats by Dre that somehow stood out to me. I'm like, so you got Beats by Dre on. You're walking around at 4:30 in the morning, and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna dive that dumpster. It's so full. All right, let's start with these party balloons.
Maybe that's how he got the Beats by Dre. Maybe he found them in a dumpster.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, that guy's rich with ideas.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday you had a whole bread factory in a dumpster.
That's true.
Eating so much bread.
That's true. God, like 100 pounds, 1,000 loaves.
A ton.
Yeah.
Depending on who you ask. This text, I would hide the paper clip in a magnet on the inside of the microwave. You know, the screws on the inside of the microwave. You can take off the wall, put a magnet. Backside of the wall, put it back up.
Mm-hmm.
It's like four screws.
Yeah.
But it would probably be pretty far down the checklist of where someone might look. Maybe.
Yeah, mounting it to the back of the permanently mounted microwave that'd be a pretty good spot.
In an hour. But you have to be able to get it to look like you didn't tamper with it.
It would be easy.
Well,
I know because I've got a recent experience about mounting microwaves.
Your microwave fiasco last like 6 months? So I'm not sure you're going to be able to swing that in an hour.
Oh, no. Yeah, but everything's there. I mean, it's just a matter of it's two bolts that go through the cabinet. You undo those and lower it down and then set it down. And then you put it back up with two bolts.
That's exactly where a detective would check. Right, Maitland?
Mm-hmm.
Whose idea was the best?
Mine. Definitely mine.
Mine for sure.
I like Maitland's candle idea.
Candle.
It'd be hard to pull off in an hour, but if you do it.
Whose is the worst? Kelly's floorboards?
No, I think Tommy's plates. I think we can all agree on that.
Yeah, not
one,
even
but.
Close. Yeah.
Well, his first one was on my arm.
Yeah.
That was bad.
Yeah. Yeah, in between plates. It really is. That was a.
Yeah. And then he had it hanging from a door jam.
I feel like I'm getting words put in my mouth.
I'd leave it on the counter.
Yeah.
I can never find my keys when they're on the counter.
I'd put it on the fridge with a magnet.
I'd put it in a bag that says secret paperclip.
I'd frame it and say, keep this paperclip safe at all times.
Yeah. There's no paperclip in here. It's just big, bold words.
Yeah. You
definitely
have
not a paperclip
house.
Hiding spot.
This is not a paperclip.